from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's check in with my guy, former MLB outfielder with the Twins. He is Jarvis Brown. Jarvis, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Sparky. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you too, man. It's been a while. I wanted to get you on because I wanted a perspective that obviously I can't get because I never played at that level, and which is the journey through the minor leagues and how hard that is and what that's like. And then when you get that initial call up, what that is like.
Okay. Well, the minor leagues part is, I was lucky. I was a first round pick in the secondary phase of the Major League Baseball draft, which back then you were able to draft junior college players after their first year of junior college. So I was drafted January of 85, played my entire season in 86, and then our season was over, and then in June I went to short season rookie ball in Elizabethan, Tennessee, and I stayed there for the rest of the year, and then the next year I started in Kenosha.
And that's where I saw you play. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. And so, throughout your minor league career coming up, you just learn every day. You're a good player, but now you're coming into a big old pot of fish of guys that are just as good, some you're better than, and then there's a lot of guys that are just better than you are. So you can have a lot of culture shock there and kind of fall behind and put your head down and just kind of wilt away, or you can kind of stand up and just, kind of swim with the other fish and see what happens. So, I was lucky enough. I had some skills as a younger, a smaller guy. I had some power. I could run. I had a good arm. So I had, some tools to work with. And it was just a matter of learning and working and take the ups and the downs and, beating up your body. I played every day. I was a really durable guy. And then it was just a matter of time when you did things right and you got that call, and that was great. The first time I got called up, it was July 2nd of 91. Russ Nixon was our manager, and Russ was actually the manager of the Cincinnati Reds back in the day. I can't recall the years of when he was the manager. And, you get that call after the game and, you're sitting in his office, and I didn't figure I was in trouble. I mean, heck, I was a 22-year-old kid. So there was a lot of things, fun and junk like that,
sure.
But I wasn't in trouble. And, he said, you need to pack, get your stuff packed up. You're going to Toronto in the morning. And, man, I couldn't call my mom fast enough when I was told that news, And, it was great. I had a good game. We were actually in Tacoma, and I had a really good game, that day, and called me up, and, I was like, man, first class, and, you got your little jacket and tie on and stuff, and, you pull up to the Sky Dome, what they called it back in the day. And, I had been in big league camp you know, for years before that. So I knew Puck and Dan Gladden and all those guys, and, you know, they welcomed me. And, but, you know, you go out, you know, you're playing it in front of 5,000 people in the minor leagues, and then you're, you know, we're in first place. It was a big year that year. And then all of a sudden you go and there's 45,000 in the Sky Dome.
Yeah.
And I think we were battling with the Blue Jays, and dude, it was, you know, it was pretty cool. However, you know, reality sets in really fast. I think I got a couple at bats that night, and of course it was the setup and the closer. I think it was Dwayne Ward and Mike Hinkey.
Oh, Hinkey. I remember him. Yeah.
Nasty. I was like, holy cow, I never seen no stuff like this. You know, this is going to be a short trip here, and I'll be back in the minor leagues, you know. So, it was pretty cool. The next day, I actually started against Tom Candiotti, and he was a knuckleballer.
Mm-hmm.
But in the, you know, in the team meetings, you talk about what the pitcher throws and stuff like that. And Tom Kelly said he starts everybody off with a curveball. First pitch he throws is a curveball. So of course, my at bat, I'm looking curveball first pitch. He throws me a curveball, you know, hit a little single to right center, and they gave me the ball, and I was like, well, the monkey was off my back pretty quick there, but I think I was 1-for-4, you know, that night. But, you know, like I said, we had an all-star first-place team, so I knew I wasn't going to crack the lineup. I think Randy Bush got hurt, or Gene Larkin or Randy Bush got hurt, so I got called up to take their place. So I think I was up. No, in July and some of August, and then I got sent back down. But then the best call, you know, one of the best calls that I got was I was on the playoff roster, and, you know, come to find out, boom, we end up in the World Series. And I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. And then the next year I was out of options, so I broke with the team. And you know, then things start to, you know, go pretty fast. For me, I wasn't the best hitter. I was a decent hitter. I had good instincts on the base pass and all that. But it's hard for what I found the hardest for me was not being in the lineup every day. Because, you know, when you're in the lineup every day, you're seeing pitches, you're seeing this, you know the guys you're going to face. You walk into the clubhouse, you don't have to look at the lineup because you're going to be in the lineup. So it was hard getting those one or two at bats and facing the nasty guys in the fifth, sixth inning and stuff like that. It was a pretty tough adjustment for me, and not being the best hitter, that was something that I didn't adjust to that well, but I was more of a guy that needed those constant reps all the time. So that was the biggest adjustment for me. Just not being in the lineup and seeing the everyday pitching and stuff like that.
What about the idea of when you're down there in the minors, what you're getting money-wise versus what you're getting money-wise for meals and so forth once you got to the big leagues? Because I've heard the stories of guys living out of their cars and everything else in the minors.
Well, I mean, you know, you think about it, and when we were in rookie ball, man, we were getting the styrofoam coolers and, you know, bologna cheese and mustard and peanut butter and jelly, man. That was kind of what we ate in between our $5.50 a day. And then AAA, you move up a little bit. I think it may have been $15, maybe $20 a day.
Not a meal, a day.
A day. Yeah. So on your, you know, on your road trip, you know, 10-day road trip, you know, $5, $15 a day. But you know, that wouldn't last you 10 minutes, $15. And then the big leagues, I think it was $55.50 a day. This was back in 91.
That's a huge, I mean, that's a huge jump though. When you're going from 15 to 55, I mean, you must have just been like, holy cow, I'm just going to eat something relatively inexpensive and keep the rest of this.
Yeah, we thought we were rich, man, because, you know, the travel secretary would you know, come back and walk through the plane and, you know, give you a big old stack of.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Money, man, yeah. You know, for the entire trip. And it was like, this was great, you know. And plus we were, you know, you get all three of your meals, you know, in the big leagues. And, you know, guys take you under their wing. You don't even pay for anything. So that was a huge difference, and it was great. But you know, that money right there, then you could, you know, stack your wallet and stuff. And if you have a little date or something like that, you know, you're carrying around a, you know, bunch of money and stuff. So you felt pretty good about yourself. But yeah, from 5 to 15 to 55, 50 or 65 bucks a day was, you know, it was awesome.
I don't know what it is in MLB now. I thought the NBA was like 150 or something a day, or something along those lines, that they're getting a day. Yeah, something along those lines. So I'm with Jarvis Brown, former MLB outfielder for the Minnesota Twins back in the day. If y'all are old and y'all had RBI baseball, he was on that Minnesota Twins team that all those guys that you remember. Like, as you were going through that all your players, I was like, yep, played with him, yep, played with him, yep, played with him, played with all those guys in RBI baseball. Jarvis, yeah. This team here, you got Churio, who is 20, trying to figure this out and do it, and he hit his fifth home run of the year today, one of six by the Brewers. But Terang's a young guy, Freelich's a young guy, Weimer before he got hurt, he's a young guy, Gary Mitchell's a younger dude, he's hurt, but he'll be back here in June. All these young guys, kind of Joey Ortiz, coming up together, it's got to be beneficial to each one of them having some of the guys that are going through these ups and downs together to lean on, versus just having all these veterans kind of looking at you like, come on, young pup, you got to go. We need you. Let's go. It's got to be helpful more than hurtful.
Exactly. It is helpful. I guess, you know, going back when I came up, Chuck Knoblauch, who was the Rookie of the Year in 91,
he played in Kenosha too, didn't he? He played for the Twins too.
He played in Kenosha. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. We kind of came up together. He actually made the team in 91. I didn't make the team. But, you know, we were the youngest guys on the team amongst a bunch of veterans. So it was, we had to find our way. Now, to the credit of Minnesota, you know, the Twins at that point, a lot of those guys like Kirby and Gene Larkin and Randy Bush and Herbeck, and those guys came up together through the minor leagues with Tom Kelly, who was our manager. So that's the same scenario as those guys with the Brewers right now. So it was a hard adjustment, you know, coming up and having a bunch of veterans, but we didn't really have the veterans that were guys like, you know, get your butt going and blah, blah, blah. You know, they were understanding guys. They were very supportive. It was a good bunch to be around. You know, they didn't do the hazing, make you wear clown suits and stuff like that. You know, TK always said, if I call you up, you're here for a reason. And everybody, all the veterans on the team, they felt the same way. So you weren't ostracized if you made a rookie mistake or anything like that. You know, they patted you on the butt and you know, were supportive for you. So coming up with a bunch of guys that you've gone through the minor leagues with and things like that, you can lean on them, and it is very helpful. Plus, it's probably with the minor leagues now, I think guys are, I wouldn't say they're coddled a little bit more, but there's a lot more information. There's, you know, the nutrition, the weight training. It's a different world than it was back when I came up.
Sure.
So It's very supportive. I'm sure those guys are in a good position, and it's probably to their credit. That's why they're doing well.
Talk about coaching. As far as the coaching you're getting in the minor leagues versus the coaching you're getting in the big leagues, I've had numerous discussions with different hitting coaches over the years in Milwaukee, where it's like, yeah, I'm like, what's going on with that dude? He doesn't want help. Nothing I can do about it. Okay, sounds good. Good talk. And then there's other guys that want the help and go to the coach. It feels like to me over the years that these hitting coaches tend to reach out and volunteer themselves more for the younger guys coming up and are more there for them versus the older players. They kind of wait for them to ask for help in some situations.
Yeah, well, I think back then the younger players, you know, for me, you know, I know when I was in the big leagues, I was in that last hitting group, and you know, I, God rest his soul, you know, Dick Sutch was my, you know, he always threw to me, and you know, you get some strikes here and there, but you know, you got to do your best. But you know, Kirby and those guys, man, you know, they get their extra hitting, and you know, they're in the first groups, and so, understandably so, which that's what they deserve. Not saying that I was, you know, envious of them, but you know, they earned that, so that's what they got. But you know, you could, a lot of it was on your own to do stuff. I think the coaching in the minor leagues, when you were a prospect, you had those guys at your, you know, they were there readily for you. And the Twins organization, we were always a blue collar group. So it was always about working hard and playing hard. So anybody that wanted extra hitting, anybody that wanted extra ground balls before, after, it was always there for you. So as far as I'm concerned, the coaching I had in the minor leagues and the coming up, at least in the Twins organization, it was awesome. It was great. I didn't lack anything as far as needing this or needing that. It was always there for me, for the coaches in the Twins organization.
Tom and Jarvis Brown, former Twins outfielder here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Again, think Kirby Puckett, Kent Herbeck, Dan Gladden, those type of days. Back then for Jarvis, and he still lives here in the area, and wanted to get him on and talk, pick his brain about all these young players that the Brewers have and the ups and downs and what that's like. How important is family as you're making your way through the minors and then into the majors, and if you get off to those struggles?
You know, it for me, you know, my mom, you know, God rest her soul as well, she was always my rock. You know, I mean, up until the day she passed, you know, there's, I could call her and you know, not even talk about baseball or say, hey, I had a bad game, or she watched the game. And you could always pick up the phone and just kind of get away and go back, and you're a kid again. You know, your mom, you can do stuff wrong, but your mom is always there for support, or your dad is always there for support, or your brother. Family is extremely important, because of course they can't be there all the time, and you know, you're not sleeping in your own bed, but you know, just a phone call away means a lot in a season when, you know, you leave in February and you know, you come home for a week and then you're gone to winter ball until January, February, so you're home for a couple months. So talking to mom or dad or your brother or whatever for 10 minutes after a game, or know you can pick up and call them, is, man, it's worth its weight in gold.
Jarvis, talk about what you're up to nowadays, and I know you're still relatively in the area, so what's going on?
Yeah, I work for a company called Meltrick, which is right in Franklin, in business development, and I've been there 6 years, and I'm still at the same place in Racine, Wisconsin, and, you know, play a little golf and
doing any coaching.
Stay out of. I haven't coached in probably, I would say, 10 plus years. I was last at Carthage, and no, I haven't. I've just been literally out of the game for that long.
So just, you know, give out your phone number on the air if anybody wants you to come coach them. Is that what you want me to do?
No.
I reached out to Jarvis at one point. I was like, hey, man, I kind of need a youth coach here. You want to come help out? And at that point, you were at Carthage. You're like, man, I'm at Carthage number one and number two. Youth parents, I pass. No, thank you. It's a tough racket, man. People don't get enough credit for coaching youth teams, man. It's a tough business.
I went down that road, and, you know, I had a lot of offers to do it. Money, man, yeah. You know, for the entire trip. And it was like, this was great, you know. And plus we were, you know, you get all three of your meals, you know, in the big leagues. And, you know, guys take you under their wing. You don't even pay for anything. So that was a huge difference, and it was great. But, you know, that money right there, then you could, you know, stack your wallet and stuff. And if you have a little date or something like that, you know, you're carrying around a, you know, bunch of money and stuff. So you felt pretty good about yourself. But, yeah, from 5 to 15 to 55, 50 or 65 bucks a day was, you know, it was awesome.
I don't know what it is in MLB now. I thought the NBA was like 150 or something a day, or something along those lines, that they're getting a day. Yeah, something along those lines. So I'm with Jarvis Brown, former MLB outfielder for the Minnesota Twins back in the day. If y'all are old and y'all had RBI baseball, he was on that Minnesota Twins team that all those guys that you remember. Like, as you were going through that all your players, I was like, yep, played with him, yep, played with him, yep, played with him, played with all those guys in RBI baseball. Jarvis, yeah. This team here, you got Churio, who is 20, trying to figure this out and do it, and he hit his fifth home run of the year today, one of six by the Brewers. But Terang's a young guy, Freelick's a young guy, Weimer before he got hurt, he's a young guy, Gary Mitchell's a younger dude, he's hurt, but he'll be back here in June. All these young guys, kind of Joey Ortiz, coming up together, it's got to be beneficial to each one of them having some of the guys that are going through these ups and downs together to lean on, versus just having all these veterans kind of looking at you like, come on, young pup, you got to go. We need you. Let's go. It's got to be helpful more than hurtful.
Exactly. It is helpful. I guess, you know, going back when I came up, Chuck Knobloch, who was the Rookie of the Year in 91,
he played in Kenosha too, didn't he? He played for the Twins too.
He played in Kenosha. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. We kind of came up together. He actually made the team in 91. I didn't make the team. But, you know, we were the youngest guys on the team amongst a bunch of veterans. So it was, we had to find our way. Now, to the credit of Minnesota, you know, the Twins at that point, a lot of those guys like Kirby and Gene Larkin and Randy Bush and Herbeck, and those guys came up together through the minor leagues with Tom Kelly, who was our manager. So that's the same scenario as those guys with the Brewers right now. So it was a hard adjustment, you know, coming up and having a bunch of veterans, but we didn't really have the veterans that were guys like, you know, get your butt going and blah, blah, blah. You know, they were understanding guys. They were very supportive. It was a good bunch to be around. You know, they didn't do the hazing, make you wear clown suits and stuff like that. You know, TK always said, if I call you up, you're here for a reason. And everybody, all the veterans on the team, they felt the same way. So you weren't ostracized if you made a rookie mistake or anything like that. You know, they patted you on the butt and you know, were supportive for you. So coming up with a bunch of guys that you've gone through the minor leagues with and things like that, you can lean on them, and it is very helpful. Plus, it's probably with the minor leagues now, I think guys are, I wouldn't say they're coddled a little bit more, but there's a lot more information. There's, you know, the nutrition, the weight training. It's a different world than it was back when I came up.
Sure.
So it's very supportive. I'm sure those guys are in a good position, and it's probably to their credit. That's why they're doing well.
Talk about coaching. As far as the coaching you're getting in the minor leagues versus the coaching you're getting in the big leagues, I've had numerous discussions with different hitting coaches over the years in Milwaukee, where it's like, yeah, I'm like, what's going on with that dude? He doesn't want help. Nothing I can do about it. Okay, sounds good. Good talk. And then there's other guys that want the help and go to the coach. It feels like to me over the years that these hitting coaches tend to reach out and volunteer themselves more for the younger guys coming up and are more there for them versus the older players. They kind of wait for them to ask for help in some situations.
Yeah, well, I think back then the younger players, you know, for me, you know, I know when I was in the big leagues, I was in that last hitting group, and you know, God rest his soul, you know, Dick Sutch was was my, you know, he always threw to me and, you know, you get some strikes here and there, but, you know, you got to do your best. But, you know, Kirby and those guys, man, you know, they get their extra hitting and, you know, they're in the first groups. And so understandably so, which that's what they deserve. Not saying that I was, you know, envious of them, but, you know, they earned that. So that's what they got. But, you know, you could a lot of it was on your own to do stuff. I think the coaching in the minor leagues, when you were a prospect, you had those guys at your, you know, they were there readily for you. And the Twins organization, we were always a blue-collar group. So it was always about working hard and playing hard. So anybody that wanted extra hitting, anybody that wanted extra ground balls, before, after, it was always there for you. So as far as I'm concerned, the coaching I had in the minor leagues and the coming up, at least in the Twins organization, it was awesome. It was great. I didn't lack anything as far as needing this or needing that. It was always there for me, for the coaches in the Twins organization.
Tom and Jarvis Brown, former Twins outfielder here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Again, think Kirby Puckett, Kent Herbeck, Dan Gladden, those type of days back then for Jarvis. And he still lives here in the area and wanted to get him on and talk, pick his brain about all these young players that the Brewers have and the ups and downs and what that's like. How important is family as you're making your way through the minors and then into the majors, and if you get off to those struggles?
You know, it for me, you know, my mom, you know, God rest her soul as well, she was always my rock. You know, I mean, up until the day she passed, you know, there's, I could call her and you know, not even talk about baseball or say, hey, I had a bad game, or she watched the game, and you could always pick up the phone and just kind of get away and go back and you're a kid again. You know, your mom, you can do stuff wrong, but your mom is always there for support, or your dad is always there for support, or your brother. Family is extremely important because, of course, they can't be there all the time, and, you know, you're not sleeping in your own bed, but, you know, just a phone call away means a lot in a season when, you know, you leave in February and, you know, you come home for a week and then you're gone to winter ball until January, February. So you're home for a couple months. So talking to mom or dad or your brother or whatever for 10 minutes after a game, or know you can pick up and call them, is, man, it's worth its weight in gold.
Jarvis, talk about what you're up to nowadays. And I know you're still relatively in the area. So what's going on?
Yeah, I work for a company called Meltrick, which is right in Franklin, in business development. And I've been there 6 years, and I'm still at the same place in Racine, Wisconsin, and, you know, play a little golf. And
doing any coaching?
Stay out of. I haven't coached in probably, I would say, 10-plus years. I was last at Carthage, and no, I haven't. I've just been literally out of the game for that long.
So just, you know, give out your phone number on the air if anybody wants you to come coach them. Is that what you want me to do?
No.
I reached out to Jarvis at one point. I was like, hey, man, I kind of need a youth coach here. You want to come help out? And at that point, you were at Carthage. You're like, man, I'm at Carthage number one and number two. Youth parents, I pass. No, thank you. It's a tough racket, man. People don't get enough credit for coaching youth teams, man. It's a tough business.
I went down that road, and, you know, I had a lot of offers to do it, and I went down that road, and, you know, I think I probably had told you the story, but, you know, parents can be parents, and sometimes it's just not all peaches and cream. And I thought that's what it was. That's why I was turning everything down. And then I just said, well, I'm going to go ahead and do it. And, you know, my thoughts were right. So I did it. I'm glad I did it. Love the kids. But, yeah, that was enough for me.
Yep. No, I totally get it. I tried to do flag football this last year. Got into it with a person that was helping to run the league. And after that, I was like, I'm not doing this again. It wasn't even apparent. It was somebody that was actually trying to run the league that didn't want me drawing up plays for the flag football team. So after that, I was like, okay, I'm done. We're not doing this anymore. I just tell them to go run around out there and get open. That's all you need to do. We don't need to be drawing up plays. That's what she told me. And I was like, what? I'm like, so you, this is glorified recess, essentially, is what we're doing here. Okay, fine. That's what you want. So I said, okay, kids, go ahead and go have fun. I'll stand over here. Don't hurt anybody. That was about the extent of it. I was done. I told guys, I'm never doing this again. Never, ever. Don't ever ask me to help out ever again. This is crazy. He is Jarvis Brown, former MLB outfielder with the Twins. You'll hear him on this show from time to time throughout the baseball season, just like he used to be on Big Show back in the day and Sparky's Midday Madness. Jarvis, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Jarvis Brown on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.